from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, thank you very much for that edition of Mike Likes It. If you're looking to spice up your game day grub, reach for the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, the official hot sauce for the Texas Rangers. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce flavor favors the bold and brings you our interview with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are we doing?
We're doing all right. I'm curious, can you give us an evolution of managers talking to umpires? Because it feels like you used to be able to argue with an umpire a lot more. Now it feels like they'll just kick you out straight away.
Well, that's, you know, when you're talking ball, you know, balls and strikes, it's automatic. So, you know what? Agon Wyatt's had so many calls go against him on those. And they're somewhat close calls, but they're balls. And, you know, he does a good job of laying off. He doesn't get rewarded. And it's a big situation. And but anyway, you know you're getting thrown out at that point when you walk out there.
Have you had a conversation with Wyatt about, like, hey, we appreciate that at bat. We know you've been getting some bad luck with the umps. Does that conversation take place at all?
Yeah, there's been conversations about that with him, but, you know, he knows what it is. He's a man. He gets it. You know, sometimes they're going to go against you, and he doesn't complain about it, but last night you could see it get to him. That's why he went out there. You know, it's like, man, I did a good job laying off that pitch. It's a big situation. Bases loaded. We're two runs down, and he gets rung up there, and you know, it's, and then granted, it was close, but still, it just seems like it always goes on the other end with him. And you know, with how things are going right now, we had a heck of a rally, and bases loaded, one out, and the young lines out, and came up short again.
Boach, there's this commercial on during Ranger games, and it's the players having quick blurbs about you and why you are a great manager to them. And Travis Jankowski says, no matter what, he's the same every day. He doesn't let the ups and downs of a game or a season, he's the same guy. How long did it take you to maybe not let a loss show how it affected you to your team, to your players, or when wins happen that you're not too high and the players notice a difference in their manager in those situations?
Well, I'll start with, you know, don't let, you know, what that perception is or what externally is showing, what, you know, what belies what's going on underneath. I mean, there's, I don't care who you are, you know, you'd be getting something like this. Yeah, it bothers you. But my job is to try to be the same, walk in a clubhouse the same. Yeah, you got to show emotion, you know, whether you're getting on them or, you know, you're trying to calm them down. You know, that has to happen. You just can't be the same guy. But I'll say this. When I was younger, I had different managers, different styles. I had the yellers, screamers when we lost, you know, tipping over the spread. And you know what? I don't think that really served a lot. And I did that in the minor leagues coming up. You know, I thought that was the way to go. But I had a couple of players, you know, they talked to me, guys that were really close to that you know, were teammates of mine. And later I became their manager. And so I just realized the importance of trying to keep things calm, because you don't need them, you know, to tighten up. You don't need tension in the clubhouse. This game's hard enough to play. Now, if it's, you know, lack of hustle or just, you know, continued mental lapses, yeah, that's a different story. But, you know, they're going out there, they're doing their best, they're trying as hard as they can. Yeah, I think my job is to, you know, to try to keep the, you know, the ship in calm waters and, you know, just try to steer it in the right direction.
Well, my co-host Kevin, his go-to is to throw his phone across the room whenever he's upset something. What's your go? Do you walk into your office after that, kind of close the door quietly, like kick a chair or something, or how do you let off steam, Boach?
Man, you know what? I'm a phone thrower.
Okay,
yeah, I'm pretty good at it. Yeah, I come in here and I've gone through a couple phones, glasses too. You know, I've had to get some new glasses. You know, throwing those, and you know, after 5 minutes of it, you know, you got to let it go. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just going to keep you up. It's going to compound, you know, the situation, because the next day you're going to come in miserable. They're going to see that. They're going to, you know, maybe feed off that. But yeah, the phone's always a good one to throw.
I'm glad you brought up the glasses too, because I was just talking with Mike about your glasses. Mike has the same, I think you both have the same pair of Oakleys that you're wearing, and that's a different glasses that I'm used to you seeing. Was it because they were broken, or were you just like, you know what, I'm ready to make a change here?
No, I did break my other Oakleys that they made for me last year, and they were, you know, really good luck Oakleys. And so it took me a while to get these. And so anyway, I got them, and I was hoping they would bring that same luck. They haven't quite done it yet, but, you know, it's not over, and I'm still hoping. But, yeah, they do a nice job for you. You know, they'll make sunglasses for you, prescription sunglasses, or the ones I'm wearing now.
You said it's not over. Do you see your team feeling that same way right now, that they kind of come to the park every day with that, we can do something special?
Well, we talked about it a little bit in New York. You know, we're fighting for our lives. You know, we have to play like it. And, you know, this has been a tough trip, you know. Your pitching's there, you don't hit, or vice versa. But what, you know, we're trying to figure out this early struggle in the game. I'm talking about the first five innings. This is crazy what's going on. And so anyway, we change up the lineup, we change up the routine, how we get ready, bring them in later, trying to let them catch their breath, doing what we can do, hopefully, to break up the monotony of not hitting much at first.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, I know yesterday the opportunities weren't there, but there have been times in the first five innings y'all have had opportunities early in the game and they just don't get converted. I know you were just talking about that, but anything that you think has led to the lack of conversion in these early innings too?
I wish I had an answer for you. You know, yeah. It comes down to guys coming through for you, you know, getting a clutch hit. I'd like to see, you know, some hard hit balls, getting some better swings off. And that's what we were used to last year. And last year, it's gone. You can't lean on yesterday's headlines. That's done. But still, you know, these guys are just better than what's going on right now. And really across the board, we're just having a lot of guys with down years.
When it comes to Wyatt Langford, I know that lately, he's been struggling offensively, but defensively, I've liked a lot of things that I've seen. Obviously, yesterday was a tough game defensively for a couple reasons. Is Fenway Park one of the toughest places to play left field if you've never played there before?
Well, I think you said the key word, never. If you've never played there, yeah, it can be. That wall's right on you. You know, you're learning to play the ricochet and end up making a nice play, you know, with a perfect throw to second base, to nail them. And, this outfield, it's got seven or eight different angles that you got to be prepared for, mostly in that center field area, but left field too. It just gets on that wall quick. You go back and then it can ricochet past you. Have you ever seen the game High Lie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, you know, you learn to play High Lie, you know, and they call it a rebotate High Lie, but it's to bounce back off the wall. And the guys that have played a lot, man, they get so good at it, it's hard to get a double.
When it came to in the first inning, is that Leody, when your back is against, you know, you're not seeing where the runner is. Is that the center fielder's job to be yelling at Langford or whoever the corner outfielder is on where the ball's supposed to be thrown?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a great game for us in the outfield yesterday. They're supposed to communicate, help each other. It's loud here. It's packed. So, you know, it's, again, it's a little bit different with such a short left field. And, you got to realize that. Most parks, it's a sure double. We had to tell our players, you hit a ball off the wall, don't think it's a sure double. You go hard, but you got to watch the throw. And same with the outfield. They're used to getting the ball and maybe just thinking of hitting the cutoff end. They got to come out and fire that ball. And for relays, you know, I thought we could have been a little bit better, but, we just got to, you know, get the ball in as quick, you know, as quick as we can because it's so short from left field.
Is it, in fact, I believe, is Dane Dunning getting the start today? And then how much was he affected by having to get up and warm up a couple of times yesterday?
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on him. We were in a tough situation yesterday where, you know, we don't want to overuse anybody. Guys have been up. So we check with him. He's good to go. We'll watch him, though. If we have to shorten him up, then, we'll do that. We think we got some coverage. With Dane, he got up twice. Yeah, he got, you know, he was ready to go in, too. So that's what you have to realize. He did get hot.
You know, we were talking a little bit, and you just mentioned it's loud there. And we were talking about the Andrew Chafin moment. That crowd was going nuts because they were excited about what Chafin wasn't doing at the time. They were feeling like they could rattle him just a little bit. And I was kind of curious on that front when it comes to a crowd like that. Is it more the communication that is the distraction, or is it nerves for guys? And what do you talk about with guys whenever they're going through something like that?
You know what? You got a big crowd. You got to look forward to it, whether you're on the road or at home. And you got to you really should feed off it, even if you're on the road, man. It should get you amped up. That's how we try to get these guys to play. You know, hey, this is why you play the game. And so a guy with Chafin, I don't know if that affected him. He's been pitching a long time. He's played in front of big crowds a lot. So he's one of our leverage guys, and I don't see that affecting him. But last two outings, he just is not getting the ball where he needs to. So he was definitely off yesterday. We'll see how he's doing today.
We heard about the live bullpen for Jacob DeGrom. I wanted to know, how positive is it for you when DeGrom bounces out of that and he's like, I feel really good. It's been a long time since I've been out there. I feel really good.
The way he was throwing, I was sitting there going, man, we should have saved this for an inning or two tonight. His changeup's 90, and slider's 92, 93. He bumped 99. Locating well. It's been really cool to see his progress down this long road that he's had to go down, and he's excited. I think he throws Friday. He'll throw the hitters, and then we'll decide what we're going to do on the next one.
But I assume everyone's on the same page that he said, I intend or want to pitch this regular season.
Yeah. Yes, I think that would be big for him. We're not going to do it just to say, hey, we did it.
Yeah.
We're gonna make sure he's ready. But I think he will be. I mean, the way he's throwing right now, he'll be starting to rehab here probably in a couple weeks.
Excellent. Appreciate the time. As always, good sir. We'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, guys. Sorry I missed you. I'm in a dungeon down here Fenway, and I missed your call.
It's all right.
No problem.
It's all right. Thanks
a lot, man.
All right. We'll see you.
Go get Rangers.
There you go. Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. You know, if bold flavor is something you're after, grab a bottle or 10 of the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers, the original Louisiana brand hot sauce. Flavor favors the bold.
Spicy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.